Well, welcome back to Rising 365, a podcast committed to inspiring and supporting others to embrace the opportunity to rise with each new day. I'm Mike Pena, and I understand that rising daily can be a challenge for many, because it was for me for so long, and I hope that what you hear in these episodes will assist you in rising every day of the year. We are at episode 33, and this is entitled, It Is a Wonderful Life. Well, we are in December and we're in full swing of Christmas movies, the Christmas spirit, you know, radio channels that typically play rock or country have totally changed to nothing but Christmas carols and songs. And a lot of them are speaking to peace and joy and hope and love that comes with this time of year. There also means there's going to be a number of local Christmas shows and plays, and I'm currently in one here in Kearney, Nebraska with Crane River Theater, and we're doing the show It's a Wonderful Life. And just the other night at rehearsal, the director, Steve Barth, before the show and we began rehearsing, he went around to individuals and said, hey, who enjoys the movie It's a Wonderful Life? And we all raised our hands, of course, because we're there to be in the show. And why would you do a show if you didn't enjoy the movie? And then he went and he dug a little deeper and he asks, why do we like the show? What is it about the show? And people shared about the redemption, about hope, about people caring about you. And ultimately, what I was thinking is the little things we do matter. So if you're not familiar with this movie, press pause before you continue. Go and Google It's a Wonderful Life. Find it streaming. You can find it streaming free anywhere and watch it. And then think to yourself, man, you know, how am I looking at the life I'm living? The main character, George Bailey here, he's got aspirations and talents and skills, and he desires to go out to do something for himself, to be more, to see the world and to travel. And ultimately, he's in this small town, Bedford Falls, and he keeps finding himself feeling stuck there because he sees the need for this family business that helps people to continue. So he intercedes for others to have an opportunity to have a good life in their town. But ultimately, he grows discontented. And something happens where he has a breaking point. Some money goes missing, and the thought of being a failure and scandal and stuff like that overwhelms him to the point where he wants to take his own life. Some good things have happened to him while he's been living in Bedford Falls and growing up there. You know, he married the woman of his dreams. He's got kids and he's got a successful business. Maybe it's not flourishing and making him rich, but he loses sight. And then he gets overwhelmed by what his flesh desires compared to his reality. And then there's someone that intercedes for him. God is intervening. And if you've listened to the past episodes, this is where it all happens. This is where my belief that God is interceding into our lives, even when we don't know it. So he sends George's guardian angel, Clarence, and Clarence intervenes by jumping into the river. And George, being a selfless person at heart, because the entire time you watch George, he's always looking out for others. And what he intended to use to take his own life by jumping off this bridge and into this freezing cold water and drowning, he jumps off the same bridge into the same freezing cold water, risking his own life to save someone else's. And then Clarence does the thing that George asks for in his desperate prayer, like he doesn't want to live anymore. So he gives George a glimpse of what life would have been like if he wasn't alive. You know, George saved his brother when he was a little kid, so there would have never been a Harry to go on and be a war hero and save people during World War II. George was an employee at the Gower drugstore, and if it wasn't for young George interceding for Mr. Gower during a time of him learning his son had passed away from illness, Mr. Gower would have accidentally poisoned a family and killed some kids and had to go to jail. The love of his life would have never married, and because things would have been different in that town. There's this antagonist, Mr. Potter, who wants and desires to own everything in this one town, and without George being there to challenge him and to keep things out of Potter's hands, Potter gets a hold of everything, and he turns this happy little town into something desolate, full of debauchery and sin, and a place people really have no hope. When George begins to reflect on, even though I don't feel like I'm a celebrity and I'm not trending on social media for us in our time, I still matter. The smallest things that we do for others, opening car doors, leaving a bigger tip than expected, being a listening ear, an encouraging word, a warm hug, a helping hand, those have effects on people's lives even when we don't realize it. You know, as people were sharing why they liked that movie, I was George Bailey just a few years ago in 2018. You know, I was 3 years removed from being in the military, where I had some great success. I moved up in the ranks and went from enlisted to an officer, flew planes, and were a part of some great missions where we interceded and rescued people from the world of human trafficking. I was a part of teams where we stopped drugs from coming into our country. But then I was no longer a part of that, and I lost who I was. Man, I was so lonely and almost took my own life. Found myself standing on the I-80 bridge ready to jump off. And if it wasn't for someone using discernment seeing me out there and pulling over and willing to have a conversation with me, you know, the person actually asked it for help, who pulled over. They were having some car troubles, ended up getting a flat tire. And as I'm standing on the edge of the rail, ready to jump over the bridge onto the interstate, someone pulls over and says, "Hey, can you help me with this flat tire?" And not knowing what he was interrupting me from, I'm still here today to bring you this episode. And being able to reflect on life, even the smallest things, is a reason to keep going. So no matter what you are going through and coming out of and you're about to face, even though this, again, is that month of everything's supposed to be full of joy and peace and hope and love and all this other gushy stuff, sometimes it can be hard to feel that, to feel what the carols are trying to express. Because we're overwhelmed. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to take out a piece of paper and a pen and start jotting down all the little things that you do. First, jot down names of people in your life. What do you guys do for each other? Do you help somebody? Do you meet once a week with an individual? No. Start. Do you have animals that bring you joy and peace? Your favorite TV show. Make a list and see that you really do matter. So, for you who pressed play, thank you. I want to wish you the best Merry Christmas, and I hope that this episode, that you realize that what you are living, it is a wonderful life. I hope every episode brings you inspiration to embrace every new day. If you would like to support this podcast, you know, consider booking me as a speaker for your next conference, school assembly, youth event, Bible study, or any special occasion where I can share the message of Rising 365. It's super simple to arrange this. You can message me. Or you can send me an email at rising247365@gmail.com. Additionally, you can support by liking and sharing and rating the podcast on your preferred listening platform. We also have a Facebook community and a TikTok community you can join underneath the Rising 365 name. You matter. You are loved and you are cared for, even though you may not feel it. So until we meet again, this is Mike Pena reminding you to rise and seize the gift of the new day, because you are destined for this moment. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you. Live your wonderful life.